A word for you from Daniel chapter 9 verse 4. And I prayed to the Lord my God, and made confession and said, O Lord, great and awesome God, who keeps his covenant and mercy with those who love him and with those who keep his commandments. This is a very important chapter teaching us about prayer. This is a prayer of Daniel's after many years in the Babylonian kingdom, and now under a new ruler, another vicious dictator, Darius. But Daniel himself was seeking the Lord. He had always been following the Lord, but he knew that his people had strayed from the Lord's ways. And so this prayer is inspired by the Word of God. For he says, just two verses before our text for today, that I understood in that year of the reign of Darius the word of the Lord through Jeremiah the prophet. You see, he went back to the Word of God, that which was given to him. There were many books, even of the Old Testament, that Daniel did not have, which we have, and of course we have the New Testament. Now, just the start of his prayer. Notice this. He starts with God himself. And that flavor goes right through his prayer, right to the end. As the Lord taught us, when we pray, we should pray like this. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. In other words, we should look at God himself, who he is. Then it is that we can begin to understand ourselves and the situation we're in. So Daniel calls God great and awesome, and points out that he keeps his promises. He says, O God, who keeps his covenant and mercy. And then he refers to the fact that it was not the same on the other side of the covenant, for he says, he keeps his covenant with those who love him and keep his commandments. For in the next verse he says, we have sinned and committed iniquity. We have done wickedly and rebelled. Notice that Daniel doesn't say they have, even though in fact Daniel himself had not. But he's willing to take upon himself the sin of Israel and pray as if though he had sinned. He was truly an intercessor, inspired by the Word of God, inspired by who God is. He was able to present the supplication, and God in heaven was hearing every single word and breath.